When and how should the U.S. get out of Iraq? That's what we've spent the past couple of days asking. We conclude our series with Lawrence Wright, author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda, and the Road to 9/11. He's also a staff writer for The New Yorker and is on the Council for Foreign Relations. Lawrence Wright, welcome back to Fresh Air. When do you think we should get out of Iraq?
We should get out of Iraq when the Iraqis asked us to leave. You know, I was opposed to going into the war, and now I find myself in the miserable spot of being opposed to withdrawing, at least anytime soon. I think that we've done so much damage to that nation that we have a moral obligation to do some repair work. There's also the danger that we've created by creating a new sanctuary for Al-Qaeda, and we have to be very on guard about that.
You say you want to leave when Iraqis say they want the U.S. to leave, but which Iraqis? I'm sure Iraqis are very divided on it. I know the Iraqis and Iraqi-Americans that we're interviewing don't have one point of view. So what would you propose doing to find out what the Iraqi opinion is?
Well, if you take a poll in Iraq, they would say leave. And if you ask individual Iraqis, they would say leave, but not now. Even Muqtada al-Sadr, probably the chief anti-American propagandist on the Shiite side in that country, proposed a bill before Parliament that would have America leave, but not now.
You've written a history of al-Qaeda leading up to September 11th. You know, when it comes to Iraq, you hear arguments on both sides when it comes to terrorism that if we get out, well, that's a victory for the terrorists. But if we stay, that's a great target for the terrorists and a great recruiting ad for the terrorists. The Americans are occupying Iraq. They're still in Iraq. Go get them. So how do you weigh those two ways of looking at leaving and staying?
Both of those things are true, Terry. If we withdraw precipitously, no doubt Iraq will become a haven for al-Qaeda, and al-Qaeda will trumpet it. Look what they did with Afghanistan. I mean, it became, you know, the banner that they defeated one of the superpowers, and now the other superpower is losing. Or if we stay, we continue to be a rallying point for jihadis from all over the Muslim world. But the truth is that right now al-Qaeda is losing in Iraq. And this is a real crisis of identity for that organization. They thought that when the Democrats won in the congressional elections that they would soon see the Americans withdrawing. And what followed was a surge, which was very confusing.
Why is al-Qaeda in Iraq losing? Is it because of the surge?
I think the surge has made a real difference. I think the fact that a number of the tribal chiefs in the Sunni areas of Iraq who have started giving their allegiance to the Americans, that's an indication they know which way the wind is blowing. They wouldn't be doing it if they thought al-Qaeda was going to win.
Well, you know, you raise the part of the surge that is a program to pay Sunni militia leaders to stop fighting the insurgency and fight al-Qaeda in Iraq, basically join the team of the Americans. From your assessment, looking at the history of al-Qaeda and the blowback from things that were done wrong, what do you think of that program, and are there risks involved with it?
Well, there are terrible risks. I mean, everything we've done so far has been poorly calculated, starting with the invasion of Iraq, which, you know, if you look at al-Qaeda's internal memoranda, their diaries and so on, they admit that 80% of their membership was captured or killed after a Tora Bora battle in 2001. Al-Qaeda was essentially dead. The war on terror was over. It was the invasion of Iraq that breathed life back into that monster. And now it has a sanctuary there. Now it has a place to operate. And the danger in arming the Sunnis is that you're perhaps arming them for a potential civil war with the Shiites once we withdraw. And that is a real danger. It's one of the reasons the Shiites are so wary of this whole program.
So getting back to something you were saying earlier, the United States should withdraw from Iraq only when the Iraqi people are ready for us to withdraw and when they say it's time. How do you propose finding out, monitoring what the opinion is in Iraq? Like, what should our benchmarks be?
Whether the refugees return. Some are coming back now, not in great numbers, but there is a trickle of refugees returning, and that may in itself be destabilizing because they may be going to homes or neighborhoods that have been occupied by other people now, and that could be a very destabilizing element. But the return of the refugees, I would put at the top of the list as an indication that people feel like it's safe to go home again. The oil law is a critical factor in resolving the political disputes that would create the new Iraq. And until that law is passed, then I think we can't assume that we're making any political progress in that country.
And the oil law is?
The oil law would decide how the National Trust, this tremendous reservoir of oil that the Iraqis are sitting upon, how that will be appropriated among the people or the different provinces. Right now, that's very much up in the air.
And what else? What other benchmarks?
I think a police force and an army that is ethnically integrated and that will act in the interest of law, if we achieve that, then the Iraqis would be able to enforce stability themselves and without our help, and that's our ultimate goal.
Lawrence Wright, thank you very much for talking with us.
Terry, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Lawrence Wright is the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11, and is a staff writer for The New Yorker. Our series, When and How Should the U.S. Get Out of Iraq?, was produced by Monique Nazareth. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. I'm Terry Gross.